And now we bring back for our last few minutes Steve Clemens, who was on last hour, blogger at thewashingtonnote.com and American Strategy Director at the New America Foundation think tank, who's been watching the proceedings at the Mideast Peace Conference at Annapolis, Maryland. And Steve, I guess there is some news.
Well, the president has come out and committed himself on gotten the Israelis and Palestinians to shake hands on launching what he calls a good faith bilateral negotiation in order to conclude a peace treaty resolving all outstanding issues, including core issues, without exception. It's a pretty remarkable statement. I wouldn't call it an all-out success here, but I think the president has avoided at least failure, which in this part of the world is a good thing.
He set himself up for the same kind of breakneck negotiations toward the end of his term that Clinton had, because he called for final status agreements between the Israelis and Palestinians by the end of 2008 when he leaves office.
I think he has. Remember, President Clinton really got into this process in the last 6 months and had been greatly distracted by issues surrounding his impeachment, Monica Lewinsky issues and whatnot. President Bush has got a bit more time, but he fundamentally has Iran on his deck, issues related to how to manage the future in Iraq, America's engagement in Iraq. And so there are other major distractions that the president may have as well. I think the test of this, as we were originally talking earlier in the hour about 1786 and Madison and Hamilton and trying to kick something forward, is whether the president will really stay engaged and involved. Will he come out and continue to talk to this? Will he continue to sort of wrestle both sides forward?
And if he does, I
think it can be positive.
We've just got a minute. Some of the rhetoric from the two leaders who have been speaking this morning, Abbas said that any agreement should include East Jerusalem as a capital of Palestine, and there should be a halt to Jewish settlements on the West Bank. Then Olmert, the Israeli Prime Minister, got up and said that there should be an end to the boycott, the Arab boycott against Israel and the Israeli economy. So this is not an agreement. This is an agreement to talk about an agreement, and they're each now staking out their turf, it seems to me.
Right, but I think behind the scenes, some of how they're staking out their turf has been negotiated and even informed to the other side, because even among the things you just said, they're doable. They're not laying out undoable, unreachable goals.
And Abbas saying, we express our determination to bring an end to bloodshed, suffering, and decades of conflict between our peoples, to usher in a new era of peace based on freedom, security, justice, dignity, respect, and mutual recognition, to propagate a culture of peace and nonviolent, to confront terrorism and incitement, whether committed by Palestinians or Israelis. So 15 seconds. You think any of those words were really hard to say?
I think it was all hard to say for him, and I think he still has to worry what the Palestinian street thinks about this, and I frankly don't know. So it could all still blow up, but I don't think it will blow up today.
Steve Clemens from the New America Foundation and thewashingtonnote.com. Thanks for coming back on.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.